So, all right, man. So, what's going on with you? Obviously, we're doing this on Sunday nights now. A bit of a different atmosphere from doing it during the week, isn't it?
Yeah, because I haven't had to work all day and fucking be tired.
Yeah, I had a couple pina coladas earlier, so there's that. I'm a little bit buzzed.
That should make this differently.
Yeah, but I need a drink. I have had the worst week that you could possibly have. I've had my car towed 3 times this week.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because I broke down 3 different times. I had to have AAA tow it. And finally, my uncle fixes it on a Saturday. I'm behind at work. I am stressing over bills and everything else I could possibly stress about. By the way, driving with AAA people is really, really strange.
Awkward? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done that. It's awkward.
It is, how you say, look, some of them, they're almost always ex-convicts. They are creepy. I had one that believed that zombies are upon us. One told me he stabbed some kid in the neck in alternative school. I'm just thinking, I don't want to be mugged and cannibalized.
That's, you know? I think that seems like a Georgia problem more than a AAA problem.
You think it's relegated to Georgia? Because I'm pretty sure they're insane everywhere.
I mean, the couple times I had AAA, it was like, I think one of the guys was like ex-military.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
Never had a weird kind. I've had some like conversation where like they're talking about like fucking blowjobs or something, but I've never had like an odd conversation where they've talked about murdering a child.
Yeah.
As much as I would have enjoyed that conversation, if you know what I mean.
Freaking Crispin Law, man. Yeah, so I actually cut my hair this week, so that was another big thing. Barely anybody.
Did you
noticed.
Donate it?
Huh? No, I didn't donate it. I've got it downstairs, and Mom will probably like sell it for like weave or something. Yeah. Some black person will want it. But barely anybody noticed or cared, which I feel is the struggle being a guy. Like, barely anybody cares what you do to yourself. I feel like Julia noticed because she had to, but, you know, that was pretty much it. Like, nobody really cared.
I don't know. I grew a beard over the winter, and pretty much everyone just tells me, why don't you fucking shave it off? And I'm like, I don't want to.
You know, it's always the opposite of whatever you do. Like, if you cut your hair short, everybody wants you to keep your long hair. You fucking grow out your hair, everybody wants you to cut it. Like, nobody fucking just cares. It's a pain in the ass sometimes, you know? It's like, I can't win no matter what I do, so I've been dealing with that, you know? Your significant other, she didn't give you shit about the beard, or no?
No, she wants me to shave it.
So is she giving you shit about it now?
She wants it gone, but I'm refusing. I'm holding out until I can't even take it because it's starting to get like really hot here finally. So I'm wondering how long I can last before I just feel like the need. But
oh, it's been
maybe
another
2 or 3 weeks
here. You know. So yep. I gotta ask you this, John. Let's, you know, married life. What do you think is the biggest thing you're going to have to adjust to, if anything? What do you think is going to be the biggest change about that?
My disposable income.
Really? You think she's, I mean, more than you're dealing with it now with dating her?
Probably. I'm just guessing that's probably going to be one of the bigger changes. Because it's going to become our money instead of just my money.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, though. Sometimes, you know, like a partnership would be good if you're going towards the same goals. If you're going towards opposite goals, it may not be so good. But, you know, I don't blame you for getting married. It's a terrible fucking time to be single this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have one person I have eyes for, and I'm constantly scared of fucking it up with her because I don't think anybody else could ever really understand me. And I think she's pissed at me now. I don't know. But, you know, finding somebody who gives a shit about you or understands you or gets you or is willing to put up with you is really rare in this day and age, real talk. I mean, you see what some of these people are out here, and it's awful.
Yeah, it's basically like weakness. There's a societal weakness where I think we're coming to a point of nobody's going to be able to fucking get into relationships. Nobody's like, everyone's just going to end up fucking being single forever because they're fucking assholes. Like, they're all too picky.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm not the easiest person to deal with. I get that. But, you know, because I get, like, really frustrated and erratic. I'm a person who needs, like, attention on a certain level, you know, at a certain amount of attention, you know, and then if I don't get it, I get, like, really frustrated and tense and shit, you know? But then again, you know, I think that I get less attention than the average person. I'm usually dealing with a lot of shit by myself, so it's a miracle that I haven't developed, like, split personality disorder or something crazy like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I think the biggest change you're going to have to deal with is, you know, you're going to have to cut down on all the Funko shopping.
It's going to be so difficult.
That's like an expensive version of cutting yourself.
It is. It was one of those things, like, where I kind of didn't want to get involved with it because I knew what would happen. And I stayed away from it for like, the first year, which actually I regret now because some of the fucking ones I could have bought at the time are now worth, like, $400 each. But I stayed away from it thinking, like, okay, I know how I am. I know how this will go. Once I start, it's not going to stop. And then somebody got me a few, and then from there I started buying a couple, and they just progressed, and now I'm, like, slightly around 500.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
500?
500.
Holy shit.
The house is filled with them, and, like, we're getting to the point where I don't have any place to put the new ones I'm buying, so it's kind of like, uh-oh, so what do we do?
What does she tell you about it? Does she get mad at you, or is she like...
She's like, if you're gonna keep buying more, you gotta sell older ones, and I'm like, but I don't want to. I want to keep them all.
Oh, wow.
Because the OCD thing. It's not even about, like, actual... It's not even completely about actually wanting to hold on to all of them. It's more becoming about OCD and, like, I have to have the whole set. Like, I can't get rid of the half of the set because I need the other half. So, yeah.
Man, that's got to be really bad. I don't know. I'm lucky my OCD extends to, like, really dumb things, like making sure, like, the gas, you know, stops on 00 when I fill up my car and shit like that.
Oh, that fucking annoys me too. When you like pumping and it like hits 1 cent over, and then you gotta try to push.
Yeah, and I have to put a whole other dollar in, or it will drive me nuts.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah, but
you should. Should have at this. It's 2018. At this point, they should have it where you just punch in how much fucking gas you want, and it just stops.
Yeah, like if you were paying at the register and you give them like $5, $10, $20, you would think they'd let you do that through the automated system. But I think they do it because they're counting on the fact that you're going to always go over just a little. I bet you like thousands of people do that same thing where they go, you know, $21 instead of $20 because
all you need is 100,000 people a day to go like 1 cent over what they wanted to spend, and it's
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's you know, they're making too much money off it. That's probably why they haven't, you know, instituted a limit or anything like that. I did finally get around to watching 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh boy.
You know what? This is going to sound crazy. The dialogue was a little bit, you know, ridiculous because, you know, the acting wasn't exactly up to par. The plot had a little bit of weird shit, like the whole helicopter crash for no reason and all that shit.
Yeah,
you know, because I watched the first two, but it wasn't as rotten as I had expected. But I probably went into it really low expectations.
I was gonna say it's not a good movie by any circumstance. Like it's poorly acted. Like the plot's a fucking mess. The dialogue's bad. But there's just something charming about them trying to make a movie out of this complete garbage.
You know what the thing about it, though, is? Here's the thing that amazes me, you know, having watched it. Here's the thing that really just amazes me about the whole thing. That it exists in this era of Me Too bullshit. You know, like, you know, it's the anti-Me Too, because it's, you know, dominant man, you know, submissive woman, you know, feminists probably hate that this exists for some, which is weird.
I'm sure there's a mixed opinion on it.
But you know, I found myself relating a little bit to Christian Grey, despite not being a billionaire. Like, if I had billions of dollars, yeah. But you know, I'm dominant by nature. I enjoy submissiveness. You know, some of the bedroom kinks I sort of understand. I was reminded of shit I haven't done personally, like, in ages. Like, using ice to mess with someone. It's you know, so simple, yet it's fun to use. But it just sort of reminded me, you know, of the whole dominance thing. And, you know, Yeah, there was also, like, this one character, that, like, a Hispanic dude who was, like, really super friend-zone, and he annoyed the shit out of me. I, like, wanted to punch him in the face every time that he appeared.
Well, you know that the whole thing is, like, it was a spinoff of Twilight, like, fan fiction, right?
Yeah, yeah. Which
so
is weird.
Essentially, all the, like, the characters are there. They're just, like, transformed into shittier characters, which is actually kind of an achievement in itself.
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah, the guy was like a cuck Jacob, except he like kind of disappears from the story, unlike Jacob, and has nothing to do with the third movie, basically.
Yeah, you know, but you know what? I mean, I don't think I'm as bad as like Christian Grey. Like, I'm not extreme or anything like that. You know, maybe at most, like, you know, I don't have like a dungeon, like a sex dungeon or anything like that. Like, I feel like if
is that a personal choice or is it just because you can't afford it?
I don't think I would even if I had the house to myself. But, you know, I mean, I have a few things like handcuffs, some rope that I can use for tying a blindfold, you know, lube, condoms.
That's not why belts. I keep rope around.
I don't even want to know why you keep rope around.
Just in case of break glass in case of emergency. You know what I mean?
50 Shades of Grey, you know, 50 Shades of Riv probably like depresses some people. I don't know. You know, but that's about it I have in my underwear drawer. Just like a handful of like, you know, fun little things. But, you know. Uh-huh. I get the whole dominant, you know, sort of I want to make you mine kind of, like, attitude of, you know, the character of Christian Grey. Like, you know, I also get the whole, you know, like, you get the impression he was a real asshole until he met somebody who made him not an asshole.
Right.
Like, I can relate to that. I can relate to that, like, really well. And, you know, so I felt like, you know, I felt like the reason it's not relatable to men is because, you know, just, like... Like we've talked about, there is some bad dialogue and you know, the way it's presented and stuff like that. But I didn't feel it was as terrible as, you know, some people have made it out to be.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like, you know, I do feel like in some ways it is scary. Like, you know that there are people who go to the theaters and like masturbate to it, like the weird old ladies who bring like a cucumber and some fruit and, you know, like do their thing. Like, right. I wouldn't go see it in the theaters because I'd be worried that, like, somebody, you know, some old Where's the Beef lady would be, like, you know, getting off on it somehow. But, you know, I didn't think it was
I couldn't imagine going to theaters to see it. Like, it would be so uncomfortable. Like, at home, at least I can drink and make fun of it. Like, I can't imagine sitting in a theater trying to be quiet while watching that.
Yeah, I was kind of on my meds when I saw it. But, you know, I mean, I didn't mind it. It reminded me of a lot of things that, you know, I forgot about myself maybe in the... You know, before, you know, I'm just very like assertive and very like, you know, that's just who I am, and I haven't been in like a really long time,
right?
You know, but you know, speaking of movies and theaters, I know you saw Deadpool 2. Did you enjoy it? I haven't seen it yet.
I loved it. I really enjoyed it. It's definitely the most violent. It's more violent than Logan was by far. Mm-hmm. And there's some really fun kills. Like they and Domino ends up being one of the better new characters out of the whole deal. So
that's interesting because a lot of people were skeptic about that, you know. And I know like they've got Cable and X-Force coming up in it. I just haven't been as excited for the movie like I was over the first one, and I don't know why. I don't know what's missing. You know, Jules and I discussed that the other day, and I kind of told her, "Look, well, you know, do you want to see Deadpool 2? And she's like, I'm not as hyped for it either. Like, I asked her because I said, you know what? I'm not really hyped for it, and I don't know why. And she said the same thing. And I'm like, well, I'll go if you go. Like, that's sort of where I ended up, like, going with that right now. I mean, eventually I'll see it, but it's not, like, a super priority, which is, you know. But you're telling me it's pretty good. But I've also seen people on the other end of the spectrum say that it's really bad. I know our buddy
I think it depends on, yeah, I don't necessarily know what he was expecting. First of all, it's a Deadpool film. Like, if you're expecting a deep plot, like you're not going to see the right movie then, because you shouldn't be expecting like a hard, you know, plot from a Deadpool movie. And it's not really about. There is a story that's told through the movie, and it's I think it's handled pretty well, all things considered. But like I'm not going to see fucking Deadpool for, you know, a deep plot. I'm going to see it for fucking basically good kills.
Well,
and
really
some funny one-line.
You can't really expect a deep plot out of a Deadpool movie or a X-Men movie at this point, especially going into them now with the whole merger. I think, like, at least Deadpool they'll try with, at least, but the other properties, you know, are I have no interest in seeing a new X-Men movie right now. Like,
right.
Any of the other ones. So I gotta talk to you about this, because Star Wars always comes up, too. Lando from Star Wars, and did you hear the new controversy about this, that now he's gonna be, like, some gender-fluid pansexual?
They said he's a pansexual, yeah. Nah.
You know, I don't know and I don't care, but this is what's amazing to me, John. Have you looked up the feedback about this? The people who are trying to impress, the social justice people, there are a lot of articles popping up saying, well, that's not good enough. Why didn't you just make him gay? Why didn't you make him more, like, freakishly sexual? Why didn't you do... Like they tried to appease people by making him pansexual, or they tried to be, like, with these hip, politically correct times. And all these social justice people that they try to impress are like, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
See, this is why I don't
get it at all, because it's like you always got the feeling from seeing Billy D that he was kind of a womanizer. I don't necessarily think that you needed to make him like get full gay or bisexual. Like, what, unless he's having sex in the movie, why does it matter at all?
Listen, here's the thing. I don't even understand. And I
do you think he do you think he fucked Lobot? You think Lobot had like a sensor in his head that when Lando wanted his dick sucked, he had to come by?
Do you think he used the C-3PO butt plug that we talked about last week? Like, do you think like Lando just walks around with like a C-3PO up his ass?
Yeah.
He bends over and it makes faces at Han Solo, like the eyes move and the mouth really moves and shit. Like, what's gonna happen? Like, what kind of, like, is he gonna fuck Chewbacca? Is that gonna be like a kind of pansexual thing? Like, what even is a pansexual? Like, I've heard the phrase, but I've never understood, like, I've never understood the definition of pansexual. Like,
It has nothing to do with Peter Pan.
I always think it has something to do with, like, fucking a pan pizza.
So, essentially, a pansexual is basically somebody who will fuck anything or anyone. That's essentially what it means.
So he will fuck Chewbacca in this movie, is what you're saying.
It's possible, yeah. It's within the realm of possibility.
Bring back Chewbacca's family for this movie too? Like, didn't they retcon his
family? I think there is at least something to the storyline in this. I mean, I don't know though, because the Christmas special with all them takes place between movies, so I mean makes sense that he would
link to that, because I was looking for that the other day. I actually had the morbid curiosity, I wanted to see it, because I had never known it existed until I started seeing the Chewbacca family pictures, and I started linking Jules to the child, his child Lump, what is it, Lumpy or Lumperoo or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like a really weirdly like groomed Chewbacca.
You can find it. You can find it on YouTube. Actually,
taking it down.
There's an active link that's been up for 2 years. Just look up the account that it's under is the SW Holiday Special. That's the account, but it is there.
I really want to see it just out of morbid curiosity.
Yeah, it's like one of those things you watch once and then you never have to watch again. I wouldn't know.
Oh god. So Royal Wedding happened.
Yeah, I watched it too. That was something.
Wow,
I did.
Why?
Because I have a female in the house, and but I did two things. So I watched part of it while she was watching, and then like I watched the HBO thing that they did. Where they had what's his name? Will Ferrell and Sherry O'Terry doing like fake commentary for the whole thing.
You ever think people just watch Royal Wedding now, thinking that it's going to be like an episode of Game of Thrones, like hoping that like someone dies?
Well, did you see the hashtag hashtag Black Wedding?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so they Meghan Markle, being in a black half black American, they decided to like really lean into that, and they had a black preacher who went on for like 20 minutes about like he gave like a 20 minute sermon on love, and it was just really awkward because you could tell like this is not the kind of church that these people are used to, and you could just see them getting more and more uncomfortable the longer it went, and they kept doing like cutaways to the crowd and like to the people you know, all the royal family and stuff, and you could just see them like being so like uncomfortable. And he talked about slavery at one point, which was really fucking bizarre. And it was just like this really weird moment during this whole thing. And it's where, and then they had a black choir come out and sing "Stand by Me." It was like the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in a fucking bunch of white people.
You know, I don't fucking get, you know, like even when it is like, you know, two white people or whatever, I don't really care about royal weddings one way or the other. And you know that, you know, once she gets pregnant, we're gonna hear about royal baby, and it's gonna be like 9 months of that, and then however long before the baby stops being officially a baby before they shut up about that. You know, I'm not a chick, so I've never really understood the hype, but like you said, if you have a girl in the house, maybe it's different. You know, the whole prince, princess, royalty thing, you see a lot of stuff about that. I'm surprised the feminists haven't gotten to bashing it yet. There was a fake BuzzFeed screenshot that was going around that said BuzzFeed was finding 10 ways the royal wedding was racist, and I thought it was real, because, you know, with BuzzFeed, you just assume.
Yeah. Well, so, BuzzFeed takes itself a little too seriously sometimes.
Yeah, well, check out the screenshot I showed you. This Subway restaurant put a sign up that said, "Dieting, our new steak club identifies as a veggie." And
it's funny.
There's some, huh?
That's funny. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, apparently, to this person, it's transphobia, because you're normalizing jokes about the trans community, and that it's hate speech and leads to violence.
They do that to themselves.
Yeah. Subway's just, you know, that Subway's just like making a lighthearted joke. And see, this is the problem that we deal with, is that you can't even make jokes anymore without somebody getting highly offended.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of all that, like, highly offense and trauma and bullshit, there was an article I think you linked us the other day that in Teen Vogue, they're saying you can inherit trauma from slavery through your genes.
Oh, yes, yes, that whole thing.
If your great-grandfather got whipped, that you can get PTSD from your relatives
genetically, having been whipped. Genetically, by the way.
But if that theory holds, wouldn't you be able to inherit, like, trauma from anything bad that happened to any of your relatives, like, ever? Like, if you had a relative that was raped, or in a traumatizing accident, or almost murdered, I mean, wouldn't that just equate to everything? Like, why would it just be exclusive to slavery?
See, here's the problem with that, and the idea that this somehow only applies to black people is kind of in itself racist, because Jews were slaves, they were Irish slaves, like every group has essentially been
slaves.
Well, but every group has had their own trauma. You know what I mean? It's not like as human beings, white people have exclusively avoided anything bad ever happening throughout their entire history. Like, it may have been more isolated, and yes, certain groups maybe dodged a bullet here and there, but for the most part, like, every single one was either enslaved or fucking, like, in some kind of shitty circumstance at some point in their genealogy. You know, especially if we're going to go back, if you're really going to trace it back, like, to fucking, like, just think about all the fucking people who were fed to lions and shit. You know what I mean?
This is a fucking excuse to call everything racist in 2018 as usual, you know? It doesn't surprise me they're reaching with this, because we already have articles that claim, like, babies are racist. Like, they're like, if your baby is born white, it's automatically born with decades of racism passed on to it genetically. Like, they have articles saying that. And I think it's just,
I believe,
you
know,
these people hope they're going to get free shit from white people who feel guilty about what's going on.
From the government, yeah. Government's going to pay them for their racism.
Or no, like you have, like, for example, this happened, and Jules is probably listening. I don't think I ever told her this story, but this is before her and I were speaking again. I was at Taco Bell, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm eating my lunch, and this black guy, like, comes in with this white guy who doesn't even know him, and the white guy, like, buys him lunch and leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because the white guy, like, was one of those white guilt guys who feels like he owes black people something for, you know, so he, for whatever reason, he walked in this Taco Bell bought this guy his lunch and left. And there are people who think like this. Like, there are actual, like, you know, insanely liberal white guilt people that feel like their only way to apologize for slavery that they weren't a part of is to buy a random black person lunch or buy them, like, a pair of shoes or an iPhone. Like there are black people who are making out like bandits off of this, reparations shit. You know, I saw a picture of some guy and his son, like, bowing down in, like, some sort of gallows because it was, like, apologize for slavery day. And you know, he believed this and he's teaching his son this shit. And it's like, you know, nobody has been enslaved for hundreds of fucking years. What the fuck are you doing? Your kid is going to end up being a fucking serial killer with the shit you're teaching him. You know, I feel like this originated as a guilt trip from black guys to get white women, you know, to get white pussy. That's what it came down to.
Yeah, well, you know, as all modern white people believe, you have to feel guilt about every bad thing that's ever happened to every
liberal
other race.
White people. There are
yeah.
still conservatives.
Well, yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah, I gotta specify that. But essentially, yeah, if you're a liberal and white in 2018, you have to feel bad for every traumatic thing that any other race has ever gone through in their entire history.
It doesn't make sense to me. No, I don't even see how you get to that logic process. Like,
even on a personal level, right? Let's say you trace back your lineage maybe like 200 years and you find out that like some grandparent you had owned a slave, right? Well, mm-hmm. You're not going to start apologizing to every black person because your grandfather owned a slave at some point. Like, you're not the same person.
Well, BuzzFeed said you should.
Well, BuzzFeed is also full of people who should qualify as mentally handicapped, but I don't know. Am I even allowed to say handicapped anymore? Is that the un-PC word now? I don't even know. The thing is, like, they want you to essentially feel sorry for all this shit that you had nothing to do with. That your fucking parents had nothing. Like, it's just weird that you're supposed
to
feel.
Are they gonna have Han Solo
obligation to
give Lando a? Are they going to have him give Lando a blowjob to apologize for slavery, like, in whatever, you know, in the future, far, far, far away, we still haven't made up for slavery, so Lando needs to get a blowjob from Han Solo? I mean, do you think they'll put that in... Huh?
Well, I think the plan is now that they're talking about doing, like, a Lando Solo spinoff movie.
Yeah, that's what they're doing next, they said.
Well, I think the Obi-Wan one is next on the list, and then after that would be Lando. Which,
are
like,
they still planning to make a Jabba the Hutt movie?
I hope not. I hope they got canceled. I really have no desire to
see
that.
I will go see the Jabba the Hutt movie, just on principle.
Yeah, I have no desire to ever see that.
So speaking... of they gotta make a Porgs spinoff. I'll go to a Porgs spinoff too, of just the Porgs doing stupid shit narrated by Morgan Freeman, like the March of the Penguins.
Uh-huh.
They need that with Porgs. I will go see that. There is a cookie jar.
I'm almost surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if Disney fucking does something, because I think they got some kind of Star Wars cartoon coming out next year, so I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Yeah. You know, well, there are, like, little YouTube mini videos on there, and I remember, like, watching one of Rey chasing the Porgs, and they're running and waddling away with, like, her lightsaber and, you know, and all that type of shit. So it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, you know, they do have some cartoon shit. There's a Porg cookie jar that makes noises when you open it.
Is there really?
Like, that's a thing, yeah. I think it's UK exclusive on the Disney Store. I'm not sure if it's in the United States.
Oh, you probably find someone on eBay to send that over here, though.
Yeah, but it's almost $70.
Oh, look. Christ.
So, you know, obviously not. But I really do want the Porg cookie jar. Hint, hint, if anybody's listening who wants to get me a gift, you know, later in life, next Christmas or my birthday or something. You know what? There is one thing. Like I said, you know, Julia and I... you know, both, like, for whatever reason, the Porg is what got her into the Star Wars thing, and we laughed a lot. We found a video of just random Porgs marching in a parade, and it's just so fucking ridiculous that every time I see it, I burst into laughter.
Yeah.
Like, you know what it is? It's there was somebody did like an article scientifically about why the porgs have that effect on people, because you know they have the stubby nose and the frowny faces and the big eyes. Like there's an actual science to it as to why some people look at it and they're like, that is the cutest thing ever.
It's the eyes. Anything with giant eyes is considered cute. That's like a thing ingrained in us.
The sad mouth is what gets me every time. I know that
Funko is actually putting out a sad porg soon, like the one that looks at Chewbacca they're putting that out as a toy soon.
Like a separate one, because they already have two different like.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be a new one that they're putting out.
You know, I'm really surprised, and this is probably what surprised me the most, is that in the early concepts, there were like 8 or 10 different colors of them, and they were like parakeets. Like, you know how parakeets have really, really drastically different colors from each other?
Yeah.
But they didn't do it, so I assume they were just trying to save money on the plastic painting of it. But, you know, maybe they were worried it wouldn't catch on enough for people to be OCD like you and pick up like 10 different porgs.
Right.
You know? But maybe they figured, well, what if it doesn't catch on at all? We'll just make them all the same color.
Yeah, I have two. I have the giant one and I have the one small one.
I bought Jules the generic regular the most common Funko Porg that you can find.
Yeah.
I bought her that as a gift once. And you know, I think she has, like I said, a Porg Pez dispenser. So,
well, next time she's mad at you, just get her the giant one and that'll fix everything.
Get her the butt plug.
Yes, get her the porg butt plug, and that'll fix everything. The butt porg.
Oh my god!
How was that a thing?
She's, what was it? Yeah, that scares me that the butt porg exists.
Doesn't it? What the fuck was that?
That was the parade. She sent it to me, and then my phone wouldn't turn it off. Oh my god. Wait, so it's going to be one of the 10-inch ones with the sad face, or is this?
I think it's going to be a regular one with the sad face.
Yeah, you have a gigantic like one that's like the size of a fucking bowling ball.
I'm pretty sure it's life sized.
What the 10-inch one?
Yeah, I think that's to scale.
Really? So it's meant to be the same size as an actual porg. I never knew that.
Yeah, this is the sad one here.
Oh god! Wait, I gotta see the sad one. Oh my god, that is hilarious. With the fucking depressed, miserable face. I don't know why, but that cracked me up so fucking bad. In that movie,
I want to Photoshop that on a picture of 9/11. Like I think that would be perfect.
Oh god. Oh, the sad porg. That's great. That's I'm telling you, her and I are ridiculous about it, but it's just funny. She's got the warped sense of humor like I do. You know what else we liked, and you know what doesn't get enough attention, I think, because you can't get toys of it out there without offending someone, is the titty milk thing, the thing that Luke Skywalker milked with the titties.
Oh yeah, they haven't done anything with that stupid thing.
I think somebody made a custom figure of it. Because you can't make an official figure of a creature with four titties that are that lifelike, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, did you hear there was a school shooting this week again?
Oh, I forgot about that. The Texas thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's the problem that I have with that. You have these Parkland activist kids, because there was a Parkland shooting, right? Now, these kids, if you've ever heard them talk, are the least sympathetic children, and they're almost like 17, 18 now anyway, so they're almost young adults now, but they're the least sympathetic people that I've ever seen in my life, and they're talking about, hey, don't do school shootings, like the bald chick who's like, you have to understand, he was fucking crazy, he was, like, you know, it was, like, she basically has said on TV, it was okay to bully him because he was different.
Yes.
Like, you're sitting there with a bald head in camo fatigues, which, you know, you have no business wearing because you don't give a fuck about, you know, the military or veterans anyway. And you're talking about how this kid deserved to be bullied, so it was okay, and he should have never had a gun. Now, when you have two people the two activists, the one, the young white kid who's trying to become a career Democrat already, and the bald, you know, angry bitch who thinks it's okay to treat people like shit.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're basically opening up for copycats. You're basically telling other kids who are troubled and fucked up that it's okay to do this behavior because look at the people who are speaking out against it.
So, there was a report going around that this kid was bullied by teachers and stuff, and then they said it was unfounded, like there was no evidence that such a thing was, like it was pretty much whatever the rumor was that wasn't true. So I don't necessarily buy the amount of bullying that this kid is claiming happened. I think here's the problem with bullying. A lot of it can be over-exaggerated. It could be like one or two kids, but then they just turn it into this like the whole school is against me thing because that's how they perceive it.
Mm-hmm.
So but, then they have this whole, because he killed some like random foreign exchange student girl. Like what the fuck did she do to him?
I mean, I'm not justifying the shooting. This kid, you know, obviously went off the deep end. I'm not justifying any shootings that happen. It's fucked up and it's sad and it is a tragedy. But it is very easy for the whole school to turn on somebody. I was called Cookie Monster all through 10th grade because of the fact that I bring my, you know, lunch home from home, and I was the only kid who did.
Oh.
And I had like
I thought it was because you dressed up in like a Cookie Monster hoodie or something one day and
no.
Stuck. No.
You know.
No.
But but it's easy for that shit to get around. It is easy to get bullied and made fun of and treated
poorly. Oh no, there's definitely a mob mentality to it, but like half the time that the kids that get killed in these school shootings had nothing at all to do with the bullying. You know what I mean? It's like they just go off on it's like everybody in the school has to like pay because like of one group of assholes.
Yeah, no, I totally understand, but you know, when you've got Uncle Fester with a vagina, you know, being the big, you know, face of anti-gun, that's a problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I have no problem if a kid gets bullied and he wants to go and kill the bully, no problem. I can understand that. What I can't understand is the kid going off and killing a bunch of other random kids in the school.
The other kid who speaks out against the guns, he looks like a Nazi. What the fuck is his name? They've tried to put him, like, on a fucking pedestal.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. The fucking, that asshole.
He looks like the villain at the end of like a season 5 of your favorite TV show, you know?
Not the season 5 of Gotham, that's for sure.
Oh god, fucking Gotham, man. Don't even get me started on Gotham.
But you know what I did find interesting about the school shooting?
Mm-hmm.
After yet again people rallying against assault rifles, guess what?
What?
Nah, he didn't use an assault rifle. He used a fucking shotgun and a revolver.
Oh, wow.
So he didn't even... So all the shit people give about, oh, semi-automatic rifles need to be banned, the kid used a fucking revolver. Like, come on here. It's the problem is not what kind of guns the kids have. It's the fact that these fucking kids have some kind of fucking issue and no one's dealing with it.
I'm just waiting for the point where one of these shootings is done with a bow and arrow and we start blaming the Hunger Games and Arrow and Hawkeye from the Avengers and all that shit. You know, we start blaming the Native American figures that used to have the bow and arrow.
Yeah.
You know? We'll blame Arrow. Arrow season 8 will be canceled because somebody decided to come in there with like a bow and arrow and start murking people. It'll be Stephen Amell's fault.
I was actually waiting for them to blame it on Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, I'm surprised that didn't happen, actually.
Yeah.
So, by the way, did you see the video I linked to you with the guy complaining about the Indian lady? Because there was an Indian lady who did this video, and she's like, I was raped. I was raped when my mom slut-shamed that woman. I was raped when my brother looked at this girl's ass. I was raped. Like, you know, any time that you say or do anything anti-woman, you're committing rape. Like, it was one of those type of videos. And I linked to a video of the guy, like, screaming, making fun of it, satirizing it. You know, I was raped because I ran out of milk and, you know, I couldn't eat my cereal today. Like, he was mocking, like, how ridiculous it was.
Right.
But, you know, it does amaze me that you know, these days everything is rape, and it's like the boy who cried wolf of ridiculousness, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like the whole concept of rape, like, these people don't understand it anymore. And everything is rape. Like, you look at somebody the wrong way and it's rape.
Yep. I'm gonna rape you, so there we go.
Oh god, you can't say that.
I can't?
No. Yeah, but you know, like I mean, for example, like, if you leave the toilet seat up, it's rape.
I mean, it is, because if you fall... Have you ever fallen into a toilet seat?
I actually have. It's very unpleasant.
It's not... Yeah, it's not fun. It's not fun.
But, I mean, if that was rape, for example, hypothetically speaking, you could leave the toilet seat up, and your fiancé could fall in and call the cops and press charges on you and take you away for rape, because that was a raping. Like, when these people take the context of rape and turn it into this, it just ruins everything. I feel like it undermines actual rape.
Right.
Like, you know, and feminists do this like crazy. Everything to them is rape. Like, you know, everything is a rape culture, of this culture, of that culture. She just linked me a picture of David Hogg looking like Hitler because he's doing like a little like salute thing.
Uh-huh.
And he literally just looks like he's calling for, like, look, doesn't he literally look like the type of guy who's calling for the master race, that David Hogg kid? He raped me by being in that picture looking like that.
David Hogg even has a fucking shitty last name.
Well, what's scary is he's like, I will be the future. One day I will be the president, you know, and all this. Like, he's really trying to push for, like, a Democrat career in this. Speaking of Democrats. Oh, I forgot to tell you that this happened.
Oh, no.
So, you know, it's an election year. So, you know, you've got people running for the House, running for the Senate, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I woke up and there was a sign on the corner of my yard for Junior Jackson, Democrat, House of Representatives, Georgia. So I got home and punted the sign as hard as I could because it annoyed the shit out of me. Because I get that they can campaign and put signs and, you know, whatever. But why are you putting it on my fucking property without asking? I don't go to your house and put a fucking Make America Great Again sign on your lawn. So to me, it was really just like bold and an asshole thing to do.
I'm so glad I don't vote. I'm just glad.
Hail Hog! Hail Hog, like Hail Hitler. Oh my god. So, but here's the thing about it. Like, the other thing that gets me about the, you know, the whole thing. I will say this, and I don't know if it's like that where you are, but over here, I guess because Georgia is traditionally a red state, even though Atlanta is insanely liberal, you will get, like, the Democrats here will do things like text you and be like, hey, you need to come vote for me, or, you know, make sure you register to vote for me. Like, they'll actually have people sit around texting numbers and texting vote for this person. And I've trolled them every time. I've sent them pictures of me, like, you know, in my underwear and a Trump hat. I've sent random pictures of, you know, of Trump paraphernalia. I'm gonna send them, you know, I mean, I've always trolled them every time, and they get really mad.
They're right,
like, oh, okay. Like, or, you know, they just get really offended. Have a nice day. But, you know, they don't mean it. They're just like, fuck you. You know? But, I mean, it just does get ridiculous. I feel like it is intrusive. I get that you're trying to campaign, but sometimes there are methods that are intrusive. When I get a text message from a number I don't know telling me I need to vote for Keisha Lance Bottoms for mayor, it just makes me want to vote for the other person out of spite.
When was the last time you voted for a local election? Do you vote every year?
No, I don't. That's the other thing.
I think most people don't. And like, New York right now is crazy because for the governor's race right now is basically going to be the current Governor Cuomo versus the fucking chick from Sex and the City. It's like the most, like, I don't know what's happening here. This is not something that we should be dealing with. I don't want the Sex and the City chick to fucking be in charge of fucking laws.
Oh, God.
Fucking Sarah Jessica Parker be made, like, the fucking honorary horse at the New York State Fair or something like that.
Oh, God. You know, here's another thing that's ruined thanks to how fucktarded everybody is. The Boy Scouts. What about the
Oh, yeah.
The Boy Scouts. What are they called now? It's a new...
The Scouts. It's just the Scouts. They're just, it's the, just Scouts? The Scouts. Just the Scouts.
Like, when do they change it into the Sailor Scouts?
There's
Sailor
still
Scouts
a Girl Scouts. So uh-huh. Here's the fucked up part about this whole thing.
There's
so
still a Girl Scouts.
There's still at a Girl Scouts, but... The Boy Scouts is now gone, and so essentially there's a group only for girls, but there's no longer a group that's only for boys.
Well,
like,
you know,
how the fuck does that make any sense?
I really don't want you to say that too loud, because what I'm worried is going to happen is that some 42-year-old male who identifies as a 7-year-old girl is going to petition
I'd be
that
okay.
his feelings are
I would,
hurt.
I would be okay with that, though.
And he's going to join the Girl Scouts, but then he's going to sit outside selling fucking Samoas, and I don't want to buy Samoas from that guy.
You don't want to go to some guy's van to buy Girl Scout cookies?
No! Oh, God. For some reason, you calling Sarah Jessica Parker an honorary horse and Julia mocking it just makes me just scared there's going to be a Sarah Jessica Parker or BoJack Horseman, like, sexual Rule 34 crossover.
Wait.
Oh, no. What have I done? What?
Hold on.
Oh, no.
BoJack.
Oh, no. He's looking.
Okay. Hang on. Oh.
Oh, no,
oh.
No.
Okay, well. Not exactly. Now,
please,
I was hoping for something a little bit more accurate. No, this is... Yeah, no, I can't find anything, so
oh
it doesn't exist
God.
Yet.
You know what's scary is that you couldn't find anything there, but you could find Boss Baby porn last week.
No one's actually thought to do this, which is the problem.
Oh, God.
Somebody needed to think about this first, and now that it's out there, somebody can go and make it.
God, that scares me. Do you think, like, Google gives their results to these weirdos? Like,
probably. Like, there's probably some cue somewhere that, like, every time a weird search is created, that it like gets flagged as something like that Google needs to continue making.
Oh, God. So I gotta tell you what I just got via text message. So Julia just posts David Hogg's arm because, like, he's doing like a weird Hitler-like salute and his arm is insanely long. And I said he probably fists the Gonzalez girl. And I just realized it's only a matter of time before we see Gonzalez Hogg Rule 34. Like, Parkland Activist Rule 34 is going to come up. And I'm sorry to say that, but you know it's likely to happen now. Oh my God, is that Sarah Jessica Parker as a horse?
It is.
Oh God, that is amazing. That is... This... Sarah Jessica Parker. Her face is highly unfortunate.
It is, and it just gets worse with age.
You remember what she's going to look like by, like, 70, 80? I mean, how old is she now? 46,
I think she's
going to
be like her... No, she's going to be in her 50s by now.
Oh,
she's going to be.
So... I guess we got to talk about the other crap that's taking over, this Yanny or Laurel bullshit. And it's some voice clip that some people hear Yanny and some people hear Laurel. I haven't bothered to listen because I don't give a shit because I'm not fucking retarded.
Yeah. Well, but, I spent all of an hour discussing this because it made me fucking nuts and I thought there was something wrong with me. And then I figured out what so basically the way that it's formatted, depending on the speakers you have and like the equipment that's being played off of, completely can change the output of what you hear,
mm-hmm.
because of the way the frequency of the clip is. So on I played the same exact clip that I found on YouTube on like a couple of different devices, and for the most part I heard Laurel, and then on like two or three things I heard the Yanny, and then I realized it's just how the clip is. Like, there is no right or wrong answer to it. It's just depending on the equipment that you're using.
Here's
to listen.
My problem with it. It's the stupidity. It's that stupid dress thing all over again.
It is
just stupid. But the problem is, like, everybody's talking about it to the point, like the mainstream media outlets are, like, debating it and thinking that it's a big deal of which one you take the side of and all of this. And I'm just like, did we nuke somebody this week and we're trying to distract everybody from it? Like, is that what's going on? Because I don't care. Like, I don't have the time to debate this or give a shit.
Yeah. No, wait, did you see the clip with Trump doing it?
No.
The White House did a clip and has Trump sitting at his desk, listening to it, and he goes, "All I hear is Covfefe," which actually made me laugh because I was like, "Wow, that's a callback."
Oh God, do you know that Covfefe is actually like a word on Words with Friends? Like, you could actually
is it real? They made it a word now.
They made it a word on Words with Friends just because of the whole debacle about Covfefe. And I have yet to play it because I never have the letters to do it. But if I ever get the letters to do it, I will fucking play Covfefe just because of it. Just because it's fucking funny. That you know, people flipped out about it. You know, listen, me having sex would be bigger news than Yanni or Laurel. I mean, it's just pointless. It is pointless crap.
It's just like one of those. It's one of those things that went viral, but like, yeah, it's interesting from a science perspective of like, oh, that two different people can hear two different things because of a frequency. But like beyond that, it's like, who gives a shit? Like, it shouldn't have made the news. Like, it's one of those things that like should be on Reddit. Like, and that's about it.
Yeah. Oh God. Speaking of things that shouldn't be existent, the Charmed reboot, which...
canceled after one season, calling it now.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. No one's going to watch that shit.
Well, I like how they went with the whole diversity card, the inclusive card, by getting rid of all white people and making them, like, all ethnic.
All Hispanic, yeah.
Were they Hispanic? I couldn't tell if they were Hispanic.
I think they were all Hispanic.
I think they're all light-skinned black girls.
And if you know anything about Hispanic people, we don't really care much for the witchcraft, as you would know. Because if you know anything about Hispanic people, they're really into God for the most part.
That's kind of what most things. Hispanic female who is like heavy into it to a point where it's like, whoa, what the fuck? Yeah.
There's not. I don't think there's as many Hispanic goths as there are just like other kinds.
Yeah, but I mean, either way, I just think it's silly to do the whole, well, you know, it was originally white girls, so now it's not going to be white girls, and I think two of the characters are going to be lesbians, and they're going, from what I know of the Charmed reboot so far, it's all fucking trying to be inclusive, and I think this is the problem with television. When you're worried more about trying to be inclusive than trying to put on a good show, that's where you fail.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're dealing with a lot of modern TV. Oh, by the way, they're making, Gotham is spinning off, we talked about it earlier, they're doing an Alfred spinoff.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I guarantee you, before we are dead, there will be a spin-off television show called The Flying Graysons about Dick Grayson's family before they died. And nobody will want to see it, but some idiot that, will think that people want
you,
to see
you think, it. You think you're joking about that, but if I remember correctly, that was something that was rumored as a CW show not that long ago.
Wow.
Let me see if I can find it. Sorry, just give me a second. I know this is like awkward as fuck. Okay. I'm pretty sure that was a thing.
Oh God. Why?
Oh, here it is. Here it is. The Graysons TV series acts by CW. Back in 2008.
Wow.
2008, that they were gonna do a show around the Graysons family. Yeah. Why do I remember that from 2008? What the fuck's wrong with me?
I ask what the fuck is wrong with myself every single day. So, yeah, but you know, I just feel like a lot of this too is like also so that you can't criticize the show. Like a lot of the time they'll try to like fill a show with black people or fill a show with lesbians or gay people, so that you can't criticize it, and that if you're a racist if you do, you know what I tell Julia all the time is that she should carry a picture of me around, and anytime she gets called out on being racist is tell people that her and I are involved and show them a picture of me, because I'm dark enough, you know.
Yeah, I could see that.
Oh god. Ah, but no, there was another one that I heard. Speaking of political activism, Hillary Clinton claims the Democrats are never getting rid of her. I'm pretty sure that that's like literal never getting rid of her. Like she's an undead demonic entity. And to get rid of Hillary Clinton, you have to slay her in a pool full of holy water with a blessed
Shit, man.
weapon to truly get rid of her.
That's
Like, I'm
brutal.
actually glad that they're never going to get rid of her because they're never going to get voted in again if they keep her around. People hate Hillary Clinton.
As they should.
God, she's terrible. I mean, could you imagine if she had become president, how much worse things would be?
Well, yeah, I could. Even as my gas prices are fucking like three, almost 3:30 right now,
Yeah.
I still
But
think she
that's
would have been
summertime.
worse.
That's summertime, though. That
No,
happens
but
during any president.
it's even for summer it's pretty high. Usually $3 it kind of maxes around, but like if it gets close to $4, we're gonna have some fucking problems.
Yeah,
I think
it
I do you remember when gas prices got close to $4 a couple of years ago when Obama was president, people were like,
yeah.
"We need to lynch this motherfucker for letting the gas prices get this high."
Yeah.
Like gas prices are like one of the only things that'll drive people fucking insane.
No, I agree. I agree because gas prices are absolutely fucking terrible. I mean, and especially, but see, like, you're at least in a place that has mass transit. You have to drive everywhere in Atlanta. Like, me not having a car a couple days of the week, like, you don't understand. The fact that I don't have gray hair right now is amazing. Like, it is the most stressful thing in the world. Like, there's nothing that'll ruin your day faster than having a car problem in Atlanta or Metro Atlanta. I mean, it's just not an area built for mass transit. And, I mean, the air, I mean, if you live, like, in the heart of Atlanta, you could sort of get away with it. But most people actually do live, like, outside Atlanta, like Stockbridge, Peachtree City, Riverdale, Jonesboro, areas outside. Like, for me to get anywhere anywhere out of the jungle, I have to drive. So that's sort of where I'm at. It's not
Yeah.
it's not always fun. And I do waste a lot of gas. Like even this is the thing that's shitty. Like a lot of people probably assume I'm a homebody, and the only reason I am is because I don't want to waste the gas to do something if it turns out to be pointless. Because most of the places I hang out, again, Fayetteville, Peachtree City, Sandy Springs, Roswell, like, I don't hang out in Riverdale. Why would I hang out here? I hate it here. I love my house, but I hate the surrounding area. Sometimes. I don't even like going to Walmart here. Like, other Walmarts are stocked better than the Walmart here.
Walmart sucks. I'm just gonna say it. Fucking fuck Walmart. The shitty products. Never have anything.
Great
It's like the
value,
worst.
cold
It's like the
last.
worst stocked store I've ever been in. For a store that like is like massive as it is, it's never stocked. Like you can go in there, it's just empty shelves, and I don't fucking understand why.
Great value. With the cool blast cough medicine that made me high as fuck. And remember I told you
Oh
they
yeah,
were selling for like
I remember you
40
talking about
bucks
that.
on
Yeah.
Amazon. We still have some cool blast downstairs. I will not take it. Like, unless I'm dying, I will not take that shit because that shit makes me loopy. And here's the thing. Remember how last week I said that, sometimes when I'm, not in a good state of mind, I can text too much. Like when I'm arguing with someone or
Yeah.
something. When I'm loopy, like whether I'm, good with someone or not, like my text messages become terrible. Like I don't need to be like loopy, like cool blast loopy, like ever.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time I took that shit, like I remember like I sent Jules a bunch of text messages, and then when I came to, this is the bad part. I had to send her another text message to say, sorry, I was under the influence of this medicine and fucked me up really bad. I didn't mean to send so many messages. Like, and I read my messages and half of them didn't make fucking sense.
Right.
Like, like they probably made sense to me at the time, but I was I don't know, maybe this shit fucks you up so bad that that's why you have to sell it for $40 on Amazon.
It's called Cool Blast.
Yeah, that's the flavor. That's the flavor. It's just regular like great value cough medicine or cold medicine.
It's so weird that a cough medicine would be.
Well, now you could get it at normal prices, but for some reason it was as high as 40 bucks on Amazon, which is weird.
Equate Cool Blast Severe. No, it has to be this specific
Yeah,
brand. So let's
it's
see.
like 348 or something like that.
Let's see if I can I can buy a bottle online.
Why are you gonna do that to yourself?
Wait, now
it's gonna rot your brain. You're gonna need like a brain scan, and they're gonna find like that it just destroyed your brain.
Because I want to make scissorp with it.
Scissorp? What the fuck is scissorp?
Isn't that like a thing that they drink in the black community?
The black community.
Scissorp. Yeah, it is a real thing. Here it is, scissorp. Alcoholic drink with half vodka, half cold medicine, usually Robitussin, red Jolly Rancher in the bottom of the glass.
What the fuck? Just make pina coladas like a normal fucking classy person. What the fuck are these people doing? That's the most horrible thing I've ever heard in my life.
Wasn't that what Trayvon Martin was I think... Actually, wasn't that what he was going to do with the Skittles?
I think so, yeah. He was going to make drank or something. I don't know. He was going to make something before Zimmerman shot him.
Meanwhile, Zimmerman's in some shit again. He was in the news the other day. I think it was a restraining order. And it was something else. He was accused of stalking. That was it. Because apparently there was a private investigator following him. And, like, he found out. So he started fucking following the private investigator around. And the private investigator had him slapped with a restraining order. And I'm just like, how does that make any sense? You're getting the guy fucking arrested on stalking. But what is your job? Your job is stalking him.
I feel like if Zimmerman weren't, in all the shit he had been in for the Trayvon thing.
Yeah.
You know, if he weren't, like, the most hated, like, person, like, ever, he would have his own, like, sitcom TV show with all the weird shit that he's been through. Because he's been through a lot of weird shit since that happened.
Yeah.
You know,
they said he's $2.5 million in debt.
That Trayvon thing ruined his fucking life. I mean, it really did.
That would ruin anyone's life, though. Like, that's just...
Speaking of ruining lives, you know, we've talked about this, we've talked about this on this show. You've talked about it on Two Angry Guys. We've talked about it back in the Ask days. There was always like a story every other week of like a female student, a female teacher having sex with her male students. And the female teacher is usually somebody who at first glance would be like well adjusted or somebody you would think wouldn't have a problem like getting a normal boyfriend or a husband, you know. So I guess there's a study, like, people are studying, like, that this is a phenomenon that's growing and growing to the point where it's, like, every other week there's, you know, somebody having sex with a teenage male student. And aside from the fact that, you know, male students can be like, oh, yeah, you know, I got lucky and be happy about it, they're saying that what it is, that it's a showing that from a societal standpoint, we're getting more immature. So a lot of these 23, 22-year-old teachers think it's okay, like they're acting like children. Their behavior is very immature and childish by nature,
right?
When it comes to relationships, when it comes to dealing with people, that they don't really see that they're doing something wrong.
I believe it.
I mean,
I was watching something today, and they were talking about how the military is having like trouble recruiting, mm-hmm. and not because people are like against being in the military, is because literally they can't qualify people for them to join because either they're too fat, like they're saying that not enough kids are playing sports in school, so like most of the kids cannot like have no can't pass the physical exam, or like there's so many kids on that are smoking pot or doing drugs that they can't get past like the drug tests. So like the military is like dwindling with as the generation comes up because
and then also a lot
they're
of,
fucking
a lot
all
of boys
losers.
Are being, a lot of boys are being raised effeminate, so they have that Justin Bieber.
That too. Sort of thing that too. I'm sure in the next couple of years that'll become part of the problem too.
Well, yeah, but
which is why they had to get rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, because they were like, fuck, if we're only looking for straight guys, we're gonna run out real fast.
Well, what do you think happens when you have a male child and you feed him soy up until puberty? I mean, what the fuck do you think is gonna happen? Like, that's fucking scary. Like, soy boys and shit like that? Like, absolutely not. Like, I'm gonna tell you right now, like I would not raise my children to be, like, vegan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a shit if you think it's a healthy lifestyle or not, you know? I don't give a shit, you know? And no offense, John, I don't give a shit that Daniel Bryan does it! I'm not doing that!
You know, like it's just like, you know, I just feel like that's not healthy for a child. You know,
eat some. No, it's not. Get some meat in you. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, raise your child like the fucking, like fucking Kratos at this point, you know? Boy! Oh my god. So
you beat
fucking...
that? Did you beat that yet?
No, I don't even have that
guy. Oh, you haven't? Oh god, no, it's so fucking good. It's so good.
You were telling me. But yeah, I mean, I don't understand, like, you know, why everybody is like such a bitch now.
Because like, they're all hopped up on feminine hormones and
yeah, but
shit.
You would think, like, somebody would, you know, like be like, no, come on, be a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is it so shameful to be a man or have hair on your chest or anything like that? Like, this whole anti-patriarchy bullshit, I mean, it's just crap. Like you said, it's getting to the point where we're, like, censoring music, like, if it had offensive words from, like, 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah, I don't like the going back and deleting fucking like stuff based on today's standards of what's PC and what's not. You know, it let it exist as it did at the time. You don't need to go back and change how, you know, everything that happened before.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's the Fahrenheit 451 revisionist you know, type of history.
Yeah, I have to go watch that.
What, Fahrenheit 451?
Yeah, they did the HBO movie that came out this weekend.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's got to be...
Yeah, with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, God. Well, remember that HBO wanted to do, like, a show similar to, like, how they did Man in the High Castle, where what if the Confederacy won? And
yeah.
There was so much outrage they had to cancel it. But I don't understand. Like, it's fiction. It's not, like, really happening. But they're like, this is racism. We can't have this. Well, then wouldn't the same thing apply to Man in the High Castle? I mean, it's a TV show.
Yes, technically, yeah.
You shouldn't be mad about it. Like, it's fiction. It didn't really happen. It's just saying, well, what if? You know, if anything, you should be looking at it and saying, oh, thank God it didn't fucking happen. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, have you seen the meme going around of the Queen looking at Meghan Markle?
Yes, like, you posted it earlier. I laughed when I saw it.
When you're
great.
Plotting a car crash, but you already used that idea. She does look like she wants to kill her. Like, she does look...
Oh,
like
they hate her over there. They fucking... They hate the idea that an American is in that fucking family now. They hate it. And you can tell. You can, as much as they're pretending that they're all, like, happy, they you could tell, like, the older aristocracy over there hates that this is what happened.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, I guess they've been sort of raised on that, you know, like, they really don't like our culture and our, you know, our way of being, you know, and you know, I mean, we beat them in the war and all that shit in 17, like the Queen might be old enough that she remembers the war, you know,
right?
But I mean, I don't know, man, it's just, it's weird to me, like, how easily offended everybody is. It's only gonna get worse.
Absolutely.
Did you see that other meme of Ugandan Knuckles going home to Uganda? Like, they drew him on the side of a preschool in Uganda.
I love that. I love that so fucking much.
Like, that's the end of the meme.
He made it home. He found the way. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a happy ending. There should be a movie about it. Oh, man. I don't know, man. I'm seeing ads for Solo everywhere that I go to. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Couple weeks away.
Yeah, what? I thought it was next week.
Is it this week? Oh, yeah, fuck it. This month went so fucking fast, I can't even keep track. Yeah, it is this week.
I hate that it went fast because my bills hate that it went fast.
Shit.
I gotta pay bills again.
Yeah, I got tickets to go see with Brett Thursday night. Yeah, Thursday night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be, you'll have to let us know how it goes. Because again, that's another one of those movies I'm in no rush to see. I'm not really, you know, I don't know. I don't care. You know, I'm indifferent.
Yeah.
I'm indifferent to a lot of the, you know, the movies. And then it's just sort of, I'll see it when I see it. Yet I rushed out to see Death Wish. That shows you how fucked up I am.
I really like that movie too. For what it was, I really enjoyed it. I had fun watching that, so be it, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what the next movie I really, really want to see in theaters is.
Is it Ant-Man?
You know what? I'll see Ant-Man and the Wasp. Is there still bullshit about the penis on Wasp's costume? Do you remember that?
I think that went away pretty fast. I think no one really gave a shit.
Yeah, I'll probably see Ant-Man and the Wasp. I remember when the first one came out, Jules missed like 30 minutes of the movie. I'm like, there was no point in seeing the rest of it then. Like, that was one of those movies you had to really see the beginning.
Yeah, the setup for that is kind of important.
Also, well, she missed, you know, like, her and I both like Mad Men a lot. You know, like, she's the one who introduced me to Mad Men. And then I actually watched so much of it that I was, like, two seasons ahead of her while she was still, like, binge-watching it on Netflix. And Roger Sterling, you know, he made a cameo in that as playing Howard Stark, which I thought was interesting because that's, like, that's, like, a perfect guy to play old Howard Stark.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
You know, which I loved his character. I mean, Mad Men, I loved his character because he was like the fucking dick that always said like the most fucked up thing possible, and I feel like I relate to that. You know?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Such a great show. Like that show,
I never watched it when it,
you've never
when it
watched
was on.
Mad Men.
I've never got into it. No, I've always been told that I should go back and watch. Like, I never got into it. Like when it was on.
You would enjoy how politically incorrect it is. Like, it would not make it today. Like, people would be really offended because... And the thing is, it's got accuracy because that's how it was back then. You know, men, you know, sexual harassment, there were no sexual harassment laws. You know, and men were very, you know, just do whatever the fuck I want kind of thing. You know, say whatever the fuck I want. You know, it's very opposite of today. You'd love it. It's a lot of fun, believe me. You know,
back when you could slap a bitch in public and no one would say anything.
God. Oh no, but there are some really fun things in that. Like, and it's fun to watch the reactions, like, you know, when they the reactions to like things like black people getting equal rights and stuff like that. Like there's a lot of fun little moments in that show. You know? But the world was very different then, and I think that it shows that very accurately. But it also shows, like, stuff like, example, you know, a lot of people wanted Nixon to win, but, you know, still respected Kennedy because it was respect for the office of the president. You didn't get into this whole, well, not my president, like, bullshit, like we do now, like this tantrum, you know?
It's weird to think that people actually liked Nixon. That's in, like, retrospect, that's what makes it weird.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So you just, since you just kind of brought up a point, I just went in and pulled up the list of movies for the rest of the summer, just to kind of gauge where your interest is. So I'm going to just quickly go through from now till like the end of August. Right. So we got Solo coming out this week. So I would say you're probably going to end up seeing that, right?
Yeah, I'm lukewarm on it. Maybe eventually. All right.
So then next weekend, the following weekend, would be Action Point, starring Johnny Knoxville, which is based on Action Park from New Jersey.
Nah.
That to me seems like something I'll watch when it hits like DVD eventually.
Yeah.
Following weekend, we have Hereditary, which is a horror film, and Ocean's 8.
No.
No? No. No. I would say no to either of those. Then the weekend after that, Incredibles 2 and Tag.
You know, I'm surprised it took so long to get an Incredibles 2.
14 years.
Would I watch it in theaters? I'm not entirely sure. Like how I saw a meme talking about like how do you watch it in theaters without feeling really creepy about being there as an adult?
I don't know. I think I've seen pretty much all. Well, actually, I've skipped a couple of the Pixar movies in theaters. Like I never saw The Good Dinosaur in theaters, but for the most part, I've gone to see. You have to go like at night because there's not as many kids at night.
Yeah,
it's so that's usually
it's less creepy except for creepy. Like the Shrek movies where you probably have a grown man dressed like Shrek masturbating.
Yeah, and then there's Jurassic Park with Jurassic World now.
I still haven't seen the previous one yet.
Really? It's okay. Yeah. I have no idea why it made as much money as it did. It's okay. There's some interesting stuff happened.
A lot of girls, I think, were on fire for Chris Pratt at the time.
Maybe.
He got a nice boost in his career around that time from Guardians and from that. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling after Guardians, he's gonna drop real fast in terms of star power.
My brother-in-law looks like a fat Chris Pratt. It's really
so he looks like Chris Pratt a couple years back. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's you'll see my brother-in-law if you look like for Rocket League videos. There's a video of my brother-in-law with Xavier Woods, which was making the rounds, which is really weird because my brother-in-law was on the development team for that game. So, you know, and they made a lot of money off that, of which I have not seen a cent because they hate me, but that's besides the point.
Poor fella.
Yeah, but I think what's going to hurt Chris Pratt is the fact that he is not a liberal, and he's in Hollywood, which is the most evil liberal, you know, like, bastion ever. You know, like we've seen Chris Pratt, you know, reference God and say things like, I mean, he doesn't outright say I'm a conservative, but you can just tell by the things that he said, you know, that he's not, you know, one of these virtue signaling assholes.
Yeah. Well, poor Chris Pratt.
Yeah. So, where were we on the movies again?
All right, so we're at Jurassic World, and then the last weekend of June, we have Sicario 2, which actually looks pretty good, if you've seen the first movie.
No, I've never seen the first one.
And then there's also Uncle Drew, which I only saw a trailer for the other night, and holy fuck, does it look terrible.
What the fuck is that?
Uncle Drew is basically... I don't know how this movie got made, but it's starring a bunch of basketball players in old man makeup, including Shaquille O'Neal. And I wish you need to pull up a trailer for this and watch it because
it's... Are they trying to out Shazam? Is that what they're trying to do?
I don't know because it's a basketball movie. Like they're playing old basketball players, but it's like they're in old man makeup and it's fucking... It's just bizarre, and I don't understand who the audience. I guess the audience is people who like basketball. I don't get it. I don't see why it's funny to watch old men being good at basketball. But I guess that's a comedy for the black community.
Black community.
Black. Then first weekend of July, the first Purge, which takes place on Staten Island.
I'd like to see that. Oh. I love how it takes place on Staten Island.
Yeah, so do I.
I like the Porg movies.
So here's something.
Did I say Porg movies? I mean the Purge movies.
So the first Purge takes place on Staten Island, and for whatever reason, they decided that Staten Island was mostly black because the entire movie is like basically a black cast. So I don't really, unless it's like restricted to the northern end of the island. I don't really get why they went that direction because Staten Island is actually fairly white, all things considered. But hey, that's, you know, the thing that they wanted to do. Then the following weekend is Ant-Man and the Wasp, which we already agreed we're probably going to both see.
Yeah.
Then.
Well, you know what's going to make Ant-Man and the Wasp a lot of money? That it's the first major post-Infinity War one. So I think a lot of people who also sort of slept on the first Ant-Man. We'll see it. Just see, you know, hey,
how
okay,
it plays what, out. Yeah,
yeah. How is that going to affect the new movies?
Yeah, which I've from the few spoilers that I've read, it does tie in. It does tie in.
Yeah.
So then, what do we got? Hotel Transylvania 3.
Nope.
The Rock in Skyscraper, a movie where he basically redoes Die Hard. Then we have The Equalizer 2, which I've never seen the first Equalizer. I never saw it.
I did like the first one. All
right. And then we have Mamma Mia 2.
Oh, God. If Jules is still listening, I think she's more into, like, musicals and stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if she's seen Mamma Mia 1. I haven't.
Yeah,
every female I know has pretty much seen the first one.
I have never
we have dicks.
Yes,
we
that would
dicks.
Be why.
That's what it is.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Mission Impossible Fallout.
Oh, when were they going to stop making these fucking movies?
When Tom Cruise dies in a stunt, that's when they'll stop making them.
Hasn't he almost died in like the past like three of them?
The past three, he's had like some kind of serious injury on each one. Yeah.
How? I mean, let me look. I know Tom Cruise is a Scientologist, but if that is not a sign from God to fucking stop, I don't know what is.
Yeah. And then we have the Teen Titans Go movie.
Is that the one where Starfire looks like a hooker?
No, that's the TV show. This is the animated movie based on the cartoon series that's on Cartoon Network.
I probably won't see it, but I mean, you know, it's, you know, I prefer
that. They play the trailer before Deadpool, and it seems like they're kind of doing...
where they're mocking it.
Yeah, they're kind of doing one of those things where they're mocking all the DC movies and stuff. Because there was a joke in the trailer about how they made a movie about Green Lantern, but they don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, so it's kind of meta in that way, and I don't know. It's not something I'll go see in a theater, though, if I'm watching it.
It's something you acquire.
Yeah. All right, so moving into August, which is basically a dumping ground of shit, we have Disney's Christopher Robin, which is a live-action Winnie the Pooh movie.
Nah.
I feel like that should have opened in like November around like Thanksgiving.
Disney is, I think, going too far with live action this and live action that and live action this and live action that. Do we really need that much live action Disney?
No. I'm curious to see what the Lion King thing looks like, the live action Lion King they're doing.
Yeah.
Because it seems unnecessary, but like.
I think
Aladdin or Mulan is up next before Lion King. I think Mulan might be next.
I just can't find myself giving a shit.
Yeah.
Does that make me a bad person?
No, the thing is, there's no reason for them to be going back and remaking cartoons as live action. Like, you're not adding anything to the story. You're just remaking the same movie with better graphics, I guess.
What was the other?
It did the Jungle Book, and I didn't hate it. It just, but I was like, why does this need to exist? I could just go watch the cartoon. It's the same fucking movie.
Can you imagine the budget and CG when they finally say, "Fuck it, we're gonna redo Little Mermaid"? At this point,
they are.
They are. That's official.
They are doing it. It's. I think it's like within the next 5 years we'll see that, but they are doing it. Yeah. So moving on, we have the Spy Who Dumped Me.
What? I mean, it's obviously a comedy, but who's even in that?
I think I saw a trailer. I think this is Mila Kunis, if I'm remembering correctly. Oh, it's Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon. Yes, I have seen the trailer for this.
That sounds stupid.
It looked terrible. It looked awful. It
sounds rotten. And who the... Why? Never mind.
Yeah. All right, so next weekend is Black Klansman, which...
Next weekend?
No, the following weekend after that is Black Klansman.
What the fuck?
Which, by the way, if you haven't seen the trailer, you need to go watch it because it's worth talking about next week. I guess you'll have to watch it and we'll talk about it next time. But it's definitely worth a watch. Then the same weekend we have The Meg, which is Jason Statham versus a giant shark.
Yeah, I know that.
I read the book.
I was gonna say I have the book. I have the book actually.
So. And if it's anything close to the book, I'm sure it'll be fucking bizarre. But
yeah.
Then we have the Happy Time Murders, which is Melissa McCarthy in a R-rated puppet movie. Moving on, the following weekend we have Slender Man.
Ugh.
Why are we still doing that? I don't know.
And
as we head into September, we have the Conjuring spinoff, The Nun.
I don't know why that makes me laugh. Just The Nun.
That they made a fucking spinoff to that, to like a character who has like 3 seconds of screen time in the second movie. Yeah. Then we have The Predator, which they recently released a trailer for, and as big a fan of Predator as I am, and I know that Shane Black wrote and is directing it, and he was in the first original Predator. I'm really not that excited based off of the trailer that I saw. Like, it didn't do anything to sell me on this as a movie. But I liked the last movie, the Predators that Robert Rodriguez put out a couple years back, probably fucking 10 years back at this. And then Johnny English 3. No, nothing.
So that's summer. That's pretty much it.
And then that's pretty much it for the summer. And then as we head into October, we got Venom and the Halloween reboot.
I'm not excited for Venom.
No, that trailer was terrible. That trailer was fucking trash.
I just feel like this is the problem when you have a cinematic universe, is that when things aren't connected to that universe, it makes you not give a shit. Like, that's why I'm so down on the X-Men movies now, and why I'm so down on, anything else Sony Pictures puts out that's under the Marvel name now. Just, no, it's not even, it doesn't affect anything. You know? It's why DC, offshooting so much stuff is so bad for them as a movie thing. I feel like I'm more mentally invested in the TV universe than what they've tried to do cinematically. Arrow, The Flash, Legends.
By the way, I heard the news about Batgirl being on Arrow next season.
I really don't know why they're going that route when they've never introduced. I mean, they've only mentioned Gotham City maybe twice in seven seasons of Arrow. So it's going to be really weird. I don't know if you could do that without. I mean, how do you just bring in Batgirl? I feel like it's a bad idea. Personally,
it's absolutely a bad idea.
No. So, I think we're just about out of time, and I'm starting to get ready to pass out after the drinks I've had. So do we've got anything else big that we forgot that you can think of before we call it?
Hawaii might be gone by the time we do a podcast.
Why is that? What?
Have you not been paying attention to the fact that the volcano is fucking erupting?
No, I haven't.
Oh yeah. There's a huge volcano, that's been erupting on one of the islands in fucking Hawaii. And it's about to really explode. Like, it's getting bad. So
to the point where they would have rather been nuked by Kim Jong-un a couple months back when they thought that was going to happen.
Might make it easier for him.
God. Yeah, I did hear that's been tenuous now, that he called off the meeting with South Korea, and he may call off the meeting with Trump because they did some military drills in South Korea that he wasn't happy about.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a shame. I want to see it happen just because I want to see people pissed off that Trump negotiated the deal, you know?
I want to see it happen because it would almost give him a legacy that he did something while he was in office.
Yeah.
Like something that no other president had been capable of doing for like the last 25 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious to see how that plays out in the next couple weeks.
Have you seen they posted a meme of Obama fading away, like the Infinity Gauntlet? Like,
yes.
My legacy doesn't feel so good. Oh, God. I love it. All right, I guess we'll do this again next week, and hopefully there'll be some more crazy shit. I guess you'll let us know how Solo went, if it's worth watching. And
pretty much.
Yeah. It's fucking hot as balls, because you know what the worst... I'll tell you what the only bad thing about podcasting is during the summer, as I gotta turn all my fans off, otherwise they pick up on the microphone.
Yeah, I was worried about that, but I'm like, I'm not fucking sitting here and sweating for the next hour and a half, so I left all my shit on. Well, but you probably can hear it. Oh yeah, really? I'm surprised.
Barely, not you mentioned it, but it's so faint that you can't fucking tell. But mine you'd be able to hear if I turned it on. So, you know, a lot of the time I podcast, and you know, this may be too much information, but a lot of time when I'm podcasting,
you podcast naked, please don't tell me that.
No, in my underwear, but you know, not naked, but in my underwear. You have to. You don't have a choice.
Ball it's sweat dripping over your
chair. Huh?
Your ball sweat dripping over your chair. Ugh.
Oh God. On that note,
you're gonna get up and have a fucking sweat stain where your ass was.
On that note, we are out. I do not have a sweaty ass. So for Riv, for John, we are out. We'll be back next week. Thank you all for listening in. We will catch you another time. And our outro tonight is that really cute Porg Parade music. Look up cute Porg Parade on YouTube, and you'll probably regret it, and you'll probably hate me. Good night. Thanks, everybody.
Man. Later.
Lag out. I'm a rich nigga, like I don't know. I could change if I wanna, but I won't though. Do it right, even when I'm on the wrong road. Real talk from the heart, what I'm known for. Skinny jeans, I don't do those. I'm the starter, subpar, all the shoot foe. Fully automatic chopper, you